Order. Order. I'm on my feet. Order.
Deputy Speaker Eric Roy in the chair as Parliament resumed at 2 after a three-week adjournment. Mr Roy, the National Member for Invercargill, was standing in for Lockwood Smith, who was on the other side of town for an investiture ceremony at Government House. It's the first time since becoming Speaker in 2008 that Lockwood Smith has missed a question time. And this one was to prove a baptism of fire for his deputy, whose first task was to lead the House in observing a minute's silence for the late Peter Tapsell, a Labour MP who became Speaker in 1993 when National needed to preserve its majority at a time when the Speaker had the casting vote. That ended with the advent of party voting in 1996. And while Eric Roy didn't have to vote, he did face some tricky questions, with an opposition keen to pile the pressure on Prime Minister John Key over claims that the leader of the ACT Party, John Banks, his ally in the chamber and one of his ministers, may have broken the law on campaign donations in his bid to win back the Auckland mayoralty. Questions from Mr Key included this one from opposition leader David Shearer.
To the Prime Minister, for how long is he prepared to allow John Banks to remain a minister while he is being investigated by the police for electoral fraud?
Right Honourable the Prime Minister.
For as long as he enjoys my confidence.
Speaker.
David Shearer.
Prime Minister, does he find it credible that one of his ministers can't remember a private helicopter ride to the largest mansion in Auckland? And is it acceptable that someone with such poor memory should be a minister in his government?
Right Honourable the Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, I have no ministerial responsibility for the first part.
And that is correct.
Eric Roy also had to decide on two requests for snap debates, dealing first with one from Labour's Trevor Mallard, wanting a debate about a police investigation into allegations surrounding Mr Banks.
Allegations can never constitute a particular case of recent occurrence.
Whereas the ministerial decision to accept the Chinese bid for the Crayfar Farms was a case of recent occurrence, which could warrant the urgent attention of the House.
However, I am informed that a judicial review of the minister's decision was lodged on the 26th of April. Given that matter, it is again before the courts, the application is declined.
Among several MPs who wanted to know whether they'd ever be able to debate the Crayfar farm sale was the Greens' Kevin Haig.
Should the judicial review that is about to become underway, not alter the decision that's been made by the minister, that this matter will still fit the requirement of being a government action of recent occurrence in order to allow urgent debate to be triggered?
I can't predict the circumstances at the time, but members know that they can put in a request for urgent debate at any time, but there are a specific criteria that actually apply, so it would depend at the time.
And while four of the Daily Dozen questions for ministers were about John Banks, there was one set down for the minister himself as an Associate Minister of Education. It was from Trevor Mallard.
When he refused to talk to Kim.com earlier this year, did Mr.com want to talk to him about charter schools? And why did he say that he did not know him?
Honourable John Banks.
Mr. Speaker, I've talked to a lot of people about charter schools because far too many of our young people are out of school, out of work, out of luck.
Mr. Banks, though, had an answer for another of Mr. Mallard's questions, although it wasn't this one.
Is it correct that he's trying to place a charter school inside the Sky City Convention Complex? So that his cronies stop getting bad publicity about kids being left in cars.
Honourable John Banks.
Mr. Speaker, I want to pick up the member's question about laundering money and cronies. His crony, the Labor Party Mayor of Auckland, laundered $490,000 through a secret trust into his campaign.
Look, I'm having difficulty hearing.
Although that wasn't a problem for New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Speaker, are you and your advisers going to sit there while that allegation is made about an act that is illegal, alleging corruption on the part of the mayor of the biggest city in this country? Or are you going to do something?
It is not up to the Speaker to judge the validity of allegations that are flying around this House.
I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.